Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Monday, January 20th, 2020, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy MLK Monday to you. I know that many of you are probably enjoying a day off, others maybe not. You are still grinding, no matter what the day or the hour, and believe me, I get it. Either way, we still honor the day, the man, and the great legacy for sure. So I hope you are enjoying the day, maybe even getting to participate or be in attendance at some of the various events around your city. Hey, let me ask you something. How social media savvy are you? An even better question might be, are you posting with a purpose? With intention, with a goal? Are you posting with results in mind? To answer those questions best, maybe it should be called something other than social media, huh? Well, you know what? If you remember like me, there was a time in the very beginning when it was just social. And then something happened. Who knew that ultimately billions, yes, billions would use it to advance businesses and big and little media endeavors and all kinds of professions from A to Z and products of every kind and all kinds of stuff, the very own personal drives and lives. I mean, really, think about it. Who knew? Well, today I have author and expert Clarine Mitchell on the spotlight stage, and she's going to bring us up to speed on some of those questions and perhaps give us some real necessary answers to it too today. Welcome, Clarine.
Thank you so much, Silver. Appreciate having an opportunity to talk with you and your Foxology community.
I just love it too. I love having people that are experts at whatever they do talk to me and the audience as well, because one of my sole intentions is to be sure that I do stuff that people can learn from, grow from, get empowered from, and all that other good stuff. So with social media being such a dominant force in our lives these days, I don't know that we can hear too much about it. So I'm glad to have you on my stage as well. Thank you so much for taking time to do the show for me. You know what
my
I want to do coming
thank
out
you.
Of the gates? Yes, thank you. One of the things I want to do coming out of the gates is talk to you about you, because I like for people to know a little bit about you. You can share a little bit or a lot of it. It's up to you. But I know recently you took a major leap to own your own, and a lot of people are doing that. And you did it at a kind of unexpected milestone in your life. I don't know that you really saw it coming. Maybe you were planning for it. I don't know. But tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, wow. No, I wasn't planning for it at all. So it truly was a major leap. And really, it was something that happened, or I did, because there was no other option for me. So I lost a job in the fall of 2016 and struggled to gain another job. Despite my efforts in applying for jobs and doing any and everything that I knew to do that had worked before, nothing worked as far as me being able to secure employment. And after a too long period of going without a job, I decided to start my own business out of desperation, because we all need to survive, right? And to survive, we need to have money to pay our bills and otherwise. So, and actually it was a quote that really struck a chord with me by A.G. Gaston. He stated, "Find a need and fill it, successful businesses are founded on the needs of the people. And so I found a need, I found a niche, and then I continued and continue now to grow that by having it as my business. I was going to various networking groups for job seekers, and after those meetings, people would ask to meet with me for coffee or to help them do what they would see me do on LinkedIn. And I got to a point to say, maybe I should be getting paid for this instead of just having these coffee sessions. And so saw that need and took that to the next level, used my experience as a public relations professional, as a journalist, and, you know, really transitioned that or used that to leverage my expertise with LinkedIn and created my business. So I liked what you said, posting with the purpose, because it's really what I help people do, own their brands and posting with the purpose so they're able to get results. And it's interesting because I started the business at 50 plus as a 50 plus woman. And so, and to do have a tech business is kind of out of the norm. People expect for the millennials or younger people to be the experts or the people with expertise when it comes to social media. But I'm breaking that notion that we, those above 50, can do it as well and actually do it with a different level of expertise and perspective.
You know what I love about that? I think it's so very awesome what you just said, because it was a very smart strategy. And it sounds like you became a LinkedIn expert, having to use LinkedIn probably as often as you did over those years. I think that is so exciting, and it gives such a tremendous message to people who may find themselves, whether they're 25 or whether they're 60, if they find themselves having lost a job, out of a job for whatever reasons, that if you can take the initiative and think through like you did, and you even said, you know, this was my option, and to see that there are other options, you know, think about what you have done over the years and how you've grown and what you've become, and something I know for myself, you feel like you know you're a commodity just because of the wealth of knowledge and experience. So that is just fabulous. Well, what we didn't in all of that is that you became an author as well.
Oh.
And
yes,
and
that little thing
exciting.
Too.
Yeah, right. And people have had you coming all over the nation to speak. You know, what a wonderful transition, and look at the great things that have happened. So tell us how you decided it was time to write that book.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Right. So even, you know, that transition of going from a job seeker to starting my own business, just in that little time, and I started the business in 2017, and looking back and the things that I've been able to accomplish, I would have never thought would happen if I hadn't taken the first steps and the second and the third. But so being an author, oh, my goodness, it was never on my to-do list. And even as a print journalist, I love books, but never thought about writing a book until I got to the point last year where I had an opportunity to attend a book writing training, a master class that opened my mind to the possibility, oh, this is something I can do. And a part of really why I wrote the book is knowing that not everyone can get to my LinkedIn workshops or my LinkedIn trainings or be at any of the events across the country I may speak at, but there's an endless or countless number of people who could benefit from the knowledge I have. So what better way to get it out there than through a book? So that really was why I wrote the book, and to be a supplement to even those who go through my trainings, that they can walk away with something to remind them about what they learned in my sessions. You know, they may not necessarily call me up to ask me a quick question, but they can pull my book off their shelf and open it up and go to a certain, you know, section to get a reminder of what I, you know, shared with them.
Well, I'm excited and proud of you, lady, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and start talking about that social media stuff. It certainly has taken us by storm. I can hardly believe what's happened over the last 10 years. It's amazing.
Right.
What are your thoughts approach? Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just share with people that we can't ignore it. And I think you mentioned it before. Social media is here, and it's going to continue to advance and get more ingrained in our society. So we can't, you know, have our blinders on and ignore it and say, oh, it's just a fad, it's just a trend, it'll go away. No, it's just going to continue to evolve. So we have to be smart about it and embrace it to the extent of figuring out how we can use it to leverage our brands, to be able to get results from it, and not to necessarily just always look at it from a fun perspective or social perspective, but using it, especially LinkedIn, from a strategic, purposeful way to be able to get results.
Yes. Well, your favorite platform is LinkedIn. That's what your book talks about. So you decided to target that. And I remember you saying that we miss opportunities there. I had never thought about it like that, because I had always thought of LinkedIn as a platform for our identity, professional identity, for our information that people wanted to know about things we do and know how to do, you know, our skill sets and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you speak to us about the opportunities and the advantages that we have on LinkedIn?
Oh, the opportunities and the advantages of LinkedIn are endless. So just even for myself, and I always try to use myself as an example with what I teach people with LinkedIn, I was on LinkedIn forever, like forever, and not using it, not maximizing it. So it wasn't doing anything for me. When I was going through that period of unemployment, I started using it more because I had all this time on my hands and I was trying to find a job. In that process, I started discovering different aspects about it that were right there all the time. I just wasn't using them. And for me using the platform more, I started receiving results more from it. And so it's the more you put into it, the more you get. From a faith perspective, it's the sowing the seeds. From an outside of that, it's the law of attraction. So the more you put into it, the more you're going to get. And the thing I love about it is the unexpected returns that often come that you can never expect with LinkedIn. So it's using a platform and using it consistently. Unfortunately, a lot of people, and even with my book, the subtitle is LinkedIn isn't just an online database of resumes. A lot of people have the perspective that LinkedIn is just for job seekers or just for recruiters. It's so much more than that. It's a platform that is for professionals and businesses, but any and everyone can reap benefits from the platform. And so it's learning to leverage it, especially as entrepreneurs. Like for me, it's my office. It's how I, you know, move my business forward. But for everyone, when you use the platform consistently, that's how you get the results. When you're not just putting your information on there and then walking away, it's a social media platform. It's not a website. So you're supposed to be engaged with people. You're supposed to constantly build your network. You're supposed to provide content that showcases you as a subject matter expert.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Listen, you know what I want to ask you, since you're right there with that? I get a lot of interaction from LinkedIn. People who contact me, I get the auto information about people doing things, all of that. I'm a little surprised sometimes at some of the approaches people take to get you interested in their business. Can you just take a couple minutes and talk about professional courtesies and protocols when you are approaching people? Because I think some people forget that. Some people do it extremely well. Some of the things I get are, you know, I actually do stop and read all of it. Some of it, I think people need to remember how you are introducing yourself or asking for to be, you know, called or approached. Can you just speak to that a little bit so that we can work on getting that right as we're trying to create new professional and business relationships?
Oh, most definitely. Professional courtesy is a must. So, unfortunately, not everyone approaches LinkedIn in the way that it should be approached. And there are certain standards. And so some people don't have the understanding that it's all about building relationships and rapport with individuals. And so clearly, if someone is sending you a message right off in the beginning and it's direct sales, that's not somebody you want to have in your network. For me, I don't automatically accept every invite that comes to me on LinkedIn. If it's especially someone who's sending me a sales message, or as soon as I accept their invite, they send me a sales message, I delete them or I disconnect from them, because it's more about how you build relations. People are going to do business more, or they're more apt to do business with you when you have a respectful relationship. You know, that trust is built, that rapport is built, then you can get to the point that that business process happens automatically. You don't have to do a pitch. You don't have to do a sale, because they see you as a subject matter expert. They see you as someone who does what you do with expertise. And so when they need you, they're going to tap into you right away because you have that rapport with them. But most definitely, individuals should go through the process of, if they have no connection to you, sending a personalized connection invite and being able to get some insight as to why they want to be added to your network, whether it's you have a mutual interest in whatever it is, or you have a shared connection with someone, whatever the case may be, but to be able to give people insight outside of sales information of why you want to be added to their network.
I think it's a very important what you just said, and I hope that people who listen to this really get it, because I actually will respond to people who come correct, as they say. I will say,
right.
No, I'm sorry, I'm not interested in that at this time, but thank you for reaching out. You know, I'll say something mm-hmm. like that. But some of them with the, you know, the just assumption that it's okay to fill your box up with information, you know, that
mm-hmm.
they should know that if they're really selling, that's not going to work unless you just happen to hit the nail on the head and somebody just actually wanted what you just sent them.
Right.
But you
right.
can open
it's
doors
not a good
and
approach.
Open up conversation. Mm-hmm. Open doors and conversation if you just add what you just said, a personalized approach to your professional objectives. That's all it takes. That was really great. Now, here's the next question I'd like to ask you, because I know you're very visible on Facebook, too. I'm not sure if you're an Instagram a girl or not, but I'd like for you to tell us what you think about tying these platforms together, because oftentimes we're just sharing the same information. Is that valuable?
So I am on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, in addition to LinkedIn. LinkedIn is my number one platform. I use the other platforms because I'm able to cross-populate my information, and so there's some people who follow me on one platform may not follow me on another. So depending upon mm-hmm. what the content is, I may cross-populate. And when I do cross-populate, I take the time to make sure that I'm customizing that information per the setup of that platform, and I'm not doing it via an automated system, so where it's just a link. So I'm going through and I'm copying and pasting and doing whatever modifications that I need to do. But there is most definitely value in using multiple platforms and cross-populating that content, because it gives you greater mileage, it gives you greater exposure for your content, and again, someone may follow you on one platform but not on another platform.
I see, yeah, because I know plenty of people who don't use Facebook, and yeah, I'm always
mm-hmm.
amazed, but there are people who just
I'm pulling more and more from Facebook, so people will see less of my content on my personal profile, but on my business pages, they'll see the content more consistently.
Mhm, mhm. Here's a biggie. Tell us what not to post. And I know that's a big. I know that is big.
List.
Probably,
the list is long.
Top three. There's probably a top three thing.
Right, on LinkedIn specifically, things not to post. So keeping in mind is the business and professional platform. So the mindset in the nature what you post shouldn't be like what you would post on Facebook. It shouldn't be, it's not necessarily information that people want to see that's about, okay, what you ate, what you're wearing, mm-hmm. that kind of information is all about from the mm-hmm. professional business perspective. But some major information not to post on LinkedIn is extreme content. So not the extreme politics information, not profanity, mm-hmm. Making sure that the information is not, and this is something I'll be dealing with this year in my public speaking events, making sure that it's not information that is disrespectful of people when it comes to harassment, because that's starting to creep in more and more with LinkedIn, unfortunately. So those are some key areas or some key ways of not putting your best self forward on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that maybe it's easy for people to forget that there's an association that we make with an individual or a business if we see them post certain things. I know I like posting some funny things, but I don't post every funny thing that I see. I post some interesting mm-hmm. things that have nothing to do with, you know, what I do professionally, because I think it's interesting. But I'm very cognizant about the fact that what I do lines up with whoever, you know, whatever people think about the other professional aspects of what it is I'm posting. So, I have to be careful, and I think anybody mm-hmm. should, if they're trying to promote a viable profession or business endeavor. It's you know, you can lose an opportunity someone looked at your page and made an association that was radical of some sort for some reason, and your intention was so maybe not that. You may have just been thinking, oh, my friend asked me to post this, so I did it. The perception can just destroy what may potentially be some great things ahead for you.
May I add,
here's
please?
Another thing. Absolutely.
It's all about what you were saying. It's all about your brand. You know, what people walk away or what they're thinking about when they think of you, and your online presence feeds into that. And so we do have to be very careful with what we post, because we want to make sure our brand is always working in our favor as opposed to against us. And no matter, because even simple things, as you said, a friend may ask you to share something. I find so often that people will share a post, maybe a video or news article, and they didn't take the time to read it themselves. Especially, it could be something that's very outdated, so it is misleading then because it's outdated. Or it could be something that has information that you may not agree with or be in line with, but you didn't take the time to watch the video or to read the article before sharing it. So we always have to make sure our brand is speaking for us in a positive way, especially through the content that we put online.
Yeah. Well, here's something, too, that's kind of in that same vein. And I have to kind of smack my own hand sometimes when I'm looking at things.
Uh-oh.
And thinking, do people know that they can edit or correct their posts? Because sometimes, and it's not just me, I don't want to be the grammar spelling police on this, but I want an expert like you to speak to that, because I sometimes just tilt my head thinking, I wonder if they know that there's an edit or a way that you can correct that, or maybe just take it down.
Right.
So what are your thoughts?
Right, so for most of the platforms, except for specifically Twitter, you can edit. And it should be a routine process because I make mistakes as well. Everyone does. We're all human, right?
Yeah,
typos. And, you know, something is in our head one way and then our fingers do something totally different. I blame it on my fingers. But always go back. After you get a fresh mind, you know, you make a post and you walk away or you read something else so you can clear your mind and go back and just reread it or read it out loud so that you can try to catch what you possibly made as far as a typo. So for on LinkedIn, for instance, when you make your post, at the very top right, in the top right corner, there's three dots that go across. You can click on that and it gives you the edit option where you can go in and edit the post to make the corrections. If there's a typo if you or the sentence structure you need to make a change to. But that's the same for all of the platforms except for Twitter specifically.
Yes, you have to take that down and redo it if you want to correct it.
Right.
Well, this is
right. Copy and repost.
Yeah, this has been a very excellent conversation. We're getting to the point where we're going to be wrapping real soon, but I want to thank you. This has really been awesome. But what I'd like for you to tell us, and I know that there is an abundance of things that you could share, but what would be a couple of your best takeaways, top tips to leave us with today?
For people to own their brands so that they're able to tell their own stories. We don't have to, you know, rely on other people. We can be our own advocate by shining online, I say, but owning our online brands, and specifically with LinkedIn, don't be in hiding on the platform, so to speak, where you just have your profile there and then do nothing with it. Use it actively, just like you would use any other social media platform. When you do that, that's when you're going to get the results from LinkedIn. So using the platform consistently with content that advances you as a subject matter expert.
That's what I'm talking about, results-oriented. Tell us where we can get your book.
Oh, so just simply go onto my website, tcmcommunicationsllc.com. So tcmcommunicationsllc.com. And right on the homepage, there's a buy here or buy now button. And you just make your purchase online, and I'll put it right in the mail to you.
Awesome. Well, this has been a wonderful conversation. Thank you so much for being my special guest today. Really enlightening. I mean, really informative. I appreciate it so much. Any last words you'd like to say?
Thank you so very much. I've appreciated this conversation, and I'm a fan of you and your faith inspirational post. So if others are not following you, they should follow you for those daily inspirational quotes. Love them. Look forward to them.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks again, and you keep shining, okay? I'll talk to you again soon. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
And I want to thank all of you for taking the time once again. Boy, was that informative or what? We stay on social media all day and night, some of us. And so I think having as much information as we can possibly get hold of is just going to help all of us sparkle and shine online. So I hope you enjoyed that. And I hope also that you will share the information with your friends and tell them about Foxology as well. I appreciate you all so much. One of the things that I want to leave with that is that I think having an open mind opens opportunities. So with that, I hope you have a fabulous day. Be good, be blessed, and be awesome.